The CMS board last night approved a measure that would effectively stop the district from building schools in Matthews, Mint Hill, Huntersville, and Cornelius. Those are the towns that asked lawmakers to allow them to create their own charters and spend property tax dollars on them, and were granted that power. Board member Erica Ellis-Stewart said last night the measure makes financial sense.
Think about if you had a scenario where these communities could build schools utilizing the charter school funds, and then the next year, we as a school system ended up having to close schools. We don't want to build new schools and then not have them utilized.
The measure has not gone over well with Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett, who represents Northern Mecklenburg County. He's a former CMS school board member, and he joins us now. This has been discussed before as a possibility in response to the charter school bill and some town boards supporting it. So how surprised are you, Commissioner Puckett, that the CMS board decided to do this?
Not at all surprised. CMS has spent the last two or three decades looking at the suburbs as a cash cow. It's stupid and childish and self-defeating, and they aren't even smart enough to figure out the actions that they're taking are going to kill them in the long run.
Well, we just heard from school board member Erica Ellis-Stewart and her concerns about how charters backed with town money could make it tough to plan new schools. What's your reaction to that viewpoint?
It shows the complete disconnect between how you plan for school growth in high growth areas. The towns are not the only people who can start charter schools. Any group of people qualified can open a charter school, and that's what's happening in North Mecklenburg. And that movement is booming because of CMS's lack of funding for facilities over the last few decades. It was 48 years between North Mecklenburg opening in the early 50s to the next high school in North Mecklenburg, even though the population there had grown two to three times in that period of time. They have just ignored that area for decades, and they continue to do so.
As we pointed out, you're a former school board member, though. Does Erica Ellis-Stewart make a good point, though, when she says the district needs assurance to not build schools that may be under-attended if these towns do build their own charter schools?
No, because the fact of the matter is, for the last 3 years, CMS is almost static. They don't have to worry about growth because people are fleeing. Charter schools are growing anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 kids per year in Mecklenburg County, and CMS is losing children. They went down by 700 kids. So if you want to use that logic, then they should stop building schools altogether because their own numbers show a decline. You have to work with the towns, which CMS refuses to do. They did not talk to the town planners of Huntersville, Cornelius, or Davidson when they put together the last bond package that doesn't have a single seat in North Mecklenburg. So when you choose not to deal with the experts on population growth in your county and you just shoot from the hip, how can you possibly say that you know what you're doing as far as future planning goes and the financial impact of that?
In the email that you sent out last night, you called for a separate school system to serve Northern Mecklenburg County. This isn't a new idea. Is it realistic, though?
Well, I don't know. It's becoming more realistic all the time. The General Assembly has the ability to do that. When a school board just blatantly says, we are not going to fund the capital and facility needs of taxpayers who fund the school system because we don't like the fact that they are calling us into account for our actions, then you cannot confidently send your kids to school, because the flip side of what the poor person said is, how can a parent trust moving to North Mecklenburg, into any of those three, into Huntersville, Cornelius, or Davidson? How could they trust that there would be facilities available in the future when the school system has said, we're going to ignore you?
Towns such as Cornelius and Huntersville, which passed resolutions earlier this year in support of the charter legislation, can be removed from the policy that the CMS board passed last night if they agree to a 15-year moratorium on town charters. Do you think that that will make those towns reconsider?
I certainly hope not, because by the same token, I would like to think then that the citizens of Mecklenburg County could withhold tax funding for CMS under certain guarantees also. The fact is, again, if the town, you cannot ignore the free market. If the towns, because of the lack of planning on CMS's part, are forced to open their own charter schools, because there's not enough facility and capacity built, They were put in that position. If they don't do it, others will. So it would be a self-inflicted wound for the towns to trust CMS further, particularly when they're now showing exactly what they think of that area. They just see it as a cash cow.
Part of your job on the county commission is to approve local funding for CMS. So what do you propose the commission do in response to this, if anything?
Well, I hope that those people who are running at large in county commission this November weigh in on this particular proposition. And I will again go back to, I've done it when I was on the Board of Education. I've done it in the many years I've been on the county commission. Seek clarity from CMS and some rational reason for funding them. I have routinely not supported their budget request, not because we either can't afford it, but because they cannot make a logical argument for what they're doing, and they can show no data-driven analysis of what they get for the money they spend. And last night's actions is just the last in a long line of examples of how disconnected they are from reality.
Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett, he represents Northern Mecklenburg County. Thank you for joining us early this morning.
Thanks for having me.